101.
Danny, Serena, and Nick in the morning. Got a special guest on the show talking to Fluffy.
Yay, Fluffy.
How you doing, mate? You okay?
Hi, guys. I'm doing pretty good.
Gabriel, we can't wait for you to come out on June the 3rd. We're really looking forward to it. We just wanted to have a quick chat with you and just basically get a little gist of what it is that we can look forward to.
Well, I'm taking my son. He's graduating this year. So he's going with me on this trip.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Either go to the prom or go to Dubai. Well, guess where he's going?
You're a pretty awesome dad.
Do you know what? The prom would have been the cheaper option, I think. Dubai's the better one.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, thank you for calling me an awesome dad. If I can get you to tell that to his mom, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll put it on repeat for you.
So, let's start with the first question. Why Fluffy?
One day I did a joke about how I wasn't fat, I was fluffy. And at the end of the show, everybody kept calling me Fluffy. And now if you Google the word Fluffy, I'm the first thing that pops up. I beat bunnies, comforters, quilts, any other fluffy objects. I'm the first fluffy object that appears on the screen.
That's awesome.
Gabriel, were you always funny? Or like, was there a moment where you realized that this is what you wanted to do?
I knew it was something I always wanted to do, but around all my friends, I'm probably the least funny offstage.
What about your family? Because I know that you're one of six boys, right? Are you the funniest one out of the family, or do the other guys like think that they're better than you?
Oh, I'm the last of the six. They all suck. as comedians.
I love it.
So this will be your first time, Gabriel, visiting the UAE, or have you actually passed through at any stage or seen anything of Dubai?
This will be my third time. I just remember the first time we got to Dubai. Don't ask me why this impressed me. But I was pretty impressed that there was an Applebee's.
Yeah.
I found it funny because, you know, there's not even Applebee's in Mexico. And you guys got them over there.
We have Krispy Kremes too now.
Yeah, I think now you'd be hard pushed to find something that isn't here rather than the other way around now. It's definitely growing very, very quickly. Do you tailor make your comedy show for the country that you're visiting?
No, not really. If I explore the city and I see some things that I'd stuck out, and obviously Dubai, everything sticks out, then I'll talk about it in my show.
How would you prep for a tour, Gabriel? Like, do you go into a room and just write stuff down, or is it more method for you? Like,
None of the material that I've ever done has made it to paper. If I have a series of just things in my head going on, I go up on stage and I talk about it, and I record it, and then I go back and I go over the material, whatever got the laugh. I'll do it again, and whatever didn't get a laugh, then I drop it. I get very lucky with the material, and if a joke does not hit, then I make fun of the fact that the joke sucks, and then the crowd laughs at the fact that I acknowledge that my joke sucks.
And then you can move on to the next thing. I'm going to put you on the spot now, if I may. The best part of your show is I love the voices that you do. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So if I gave you a scenario between a father and a daughter, the daughter wants to go out, but she hasn't done her homework, could you do something for me with two voices?
Oh my God, Dad, why don't you let me go out?
Mija, you cannot go out. It is not possible that you do your homework.
Come on, just later.
I don't know how far you wanted me to take this. My representatives in the room are looking at me like, what the hell just happened?
They need to pay for that.
I want you to go to the point where the father says, you're grounded, you ain't going out for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, now you're pushing it.
Fluffy, thank you very much for talking to us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Hey.
Cannot wait for the show. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Happening at the Dubai World Trade Center, June 3rd, the Fluffy Breaks Even Tour. Get your tickets, 117live.com.
Made for the UAE. Danny, Serena, and Nick in the morning.
I listen to you guys all the time.
On Radio 1.